From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmy. As you've probably heard, dozens of MU Healthcare and Boone Hospital Center employees will see their hours reduced. Some are losing their jobs entirely. KBIA's Andrew Nichols has more on what caused these cuts.
35 MU Healthcare employees will see their hours reduced in the coming year. Over at Boone Hospital Center, 7 employees are also getting their hours cut, while 13 full and part-time employees will lose their jobs. In Boone Hospital's case, the layoffs came in a system-wide package. The hospital's parent company, St. Louis-based BJC Healthcare, recently announced it's cutting 160 jobs from its hospitals. This is the first time BJC has ever made system-wide layoffs. June Fowler is vice president for corporate and public communications at the company. She says several factors led to the layoffs.
BJC is experiencing reductions in reimbursement for the healthcare services that we provide. We've also seen a decrease in inpatient hospitalization.
Those reimbursement reductions are in the form of the Sequestration and Affordable Care Act cuts to the amount of money Medicare pays physicians. There's also the cuts to the money the federal government gives hospitals for providing charity care. And add those cuts to the lack of Medicaid expansion in Missouri, hospitals are seeing reduced revenues while still providing care to the uninsured population. Fowler says layoffs aren't the only way BJC is trying to cut costs.
We've also been working to reduce costs of supplies and services. And again, the staff reductions were kind of the absolute last resort for us.
Despite that, BJC's top administrators are making millions. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports BJC's president and CEO's earnings increased from $2.3 million in 2010 to $3.3 million in 2011.
You know, I suppose the argument would be made on the other side. You know, if you don't pay those CEOs, you'll lose them. But that's the trade-off you're making. If you don't put the money into the CEO, then you're going to have to cut the workers.
That's Timothy McBride, a health economist and professor at Washington University in St. Louis. He says that many times, hospital administrators target underutilized positions for layoffs.
From a health economics point of view, we would say these are the kind of efficiencies the healthcare sector has not been doing for a long time anyway.
Still, McBride, who chairs the Medicaid Oversight Committee in Missouri, says an expansion of the program would have likely helped prevent the layoffs. Missouri's lawmakers have created interim committees to study ways to reform Medicaid in the state. The committees have not yet met. Andrew Nichols, KBIA News.
Now, if big hospitals like MU Healthcare and Boone Hospital are already cutting staff, what's happening to Missouri's rural hospitals? These are little guys that often run on narrow profit margins. Tim McBride, the health economist mentioned in the story, does a bit of research on this topic. He says the blow of reduced revenue is harder on rural hospitals. Missouri might see more of its rural hospitals go in the red.
Which will reduce quality of care and how fast people get treated.
Thank you for listening. I'm Harum Helmy.